Let's start with a timeline. 1970, there's a riot at Bathurst Jail. Mm-hmm. The riot had finished. Then in the morning, the prisoners were led back into the cells. So the riot had finished. And the officers had rubber batons, were armed with rubber batons, and they bashed the prisoners. The riot had finished, but there was a retaliation, I guess. Mm-hmm. In 1974, there was another riot in the Bathurst Jail, and it led to the jail burning down. Mm-hmm. In 1976, the Royal Commission into New South Wales prisons was commissioned, and it was called the Nagle Report. When was the Nagle Report published?
It's published in 1978, and that's why we're holding the public lecture at Charles Sturt University. That's to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the release of the report, and we thought it was very timely, 40 years. The just recently announced an expansion of the Bathurst Jail where the riot occurred, and we are now sitting at the all-time highest prison population that there's ever been in New South Wales in the country. So we thought, well, it's timely to revisit what Nagle was all about, what led to it, and what has been the legacy of what was back then a groundbreaking report.
So what recommendations were made in the Nagle report?
The predominant aim of the report was to institute a cultural change into corrective services in New South Wales, focused on saying people go to jail to be punished. That's the punishment. They don't go for you to do other things to them. That is a denial of human rights and basic freedoms. You cannot beat them, you cannot bash them, you cannot deprive them of food or water or air or the things that they need. That is not how the jails are allowed to be run anymore. And it was a recognition that in some jails at some times these were standard things that prison officers unfortunately inflicted on prisoners.
So which of the recommendations were implemented?
I guess it also depends upon whose perspective it is. From the corrective services point of view, and particularly in the early days following the Nagle Review, they would argue that they were all implemented. It's like the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. They're all implemented. People who live in the system and who watch it would argue that that's not the case, and that there needs to be more of an implementation of the spirit of recommendations rather than exactly what was said. I mean, things certainly improved, but the main focus of Nagle was to recognise and acknowledge and call out the systemic brutality and dehumanising aspects of the system at the time. Since then, and what the governments did to try and overcome those things, was things moved on, and Nagle-specific recommendations may not be as relevant or implemented, but the whole point behind them, that prisoners are people, regardless of what it is that they've done, that is what still holds true, and that is what we're going to be discussing as to whether that's been lived up to or not.
Okay, so what is the reality today in New South Wales prisons?
Well, we have the highest numbers, as I mentioned, of people in jail, and the community would be forgiven for thinking that's because we have high crime rates, that's because crime's out of control and prisoners are going around, or people are going around committing serious and violent offences and need to be locked up. And that's certainly true for some people. However, New South Wales is at a historic low in terms of its crime rates. We have the lowest crime rates that we have ever had almost across the board in every category in about 20 years. So crime is at an all-time low, yet the jail population is at an all-time high. Sentences are getting longer for offences that previously people may have got no jail time or a relatively short period of time. Despite that, and what people might commonly think, if you watch a lot of American TV in particular, you might think that jails are full of people who are too dangerous to be let out. Again, not the case. Except for a tiny minority of people, the vast majority of prisoners are going to come out, and they're going to come out within 3 to 6 months. So what we have in New South Wales now is we have a churn through. We have a lot of people coming in for relatively minor offences, and they come in, they can't get bail, maybe they don't have safe or appropriate accommodation, maybe they can't meet the conditions of the bail in terms of reporting. So they come in, they stay largely on remand, waiting for their case to be heard. They may be there for 2 years or so, waiting for their case to be heard. Then they may either be found not guilty, in which case they're released straight away, or they're found guilty and become sentenced prisoners, and their sentence then begins. And those sentences are usually relatively short periods of time. The average sentence for a woman is still less than 3 months.
In terms of, I guess, the philosophy behind the Nagel report, so it appears to me that it was in line with human rights. So that Nagel was taking a human rights perspective in assessing the incarceration of prisoners in New South Wales. So if we revisit that human rights perspective, what's the human rights of prisoners like in New South Wales prisons today?
That's a really interesting question. And we're going to be hearing things about what it's like in the jails from New South Wales Corrective Services Assistant Commissioner, Luke Grant, but also from the regulator and watchdog bodies, so the former Inspector of Prisons, John Padgett, whose job it was to hold corrections to account and ensure that human rights were being upheld, and both for staff as well as for prisoners, not just for prisoners, but that working conditions and the like are satisfactory for prison officers, and that the conditions are safe for the community and families coming to visit. They'll both be giving their perspectives. We also have Debbie Kilroy, who is a Human Rights Award winner was the Queensland Representative for Australian of the Year a year or so ago. Debbie is a former prisoner who is now a lawyer. She has her own legal practice in Queensland. She has been recognised with practically every human rights and legal award you can get. And she is the CEO of an organisation called Sisters Inside, which advocates particularly for women and their children that are involved in the justice system. And she is a prison abolitionist, so she argues that the conditions and the treatments in jail, regardless of the best intentions of people who administer jails, can never live up to human rights that we expect for people, and therefore jails themselves don't rehabilitate, they make people worse. She's going to be giving her perspective about what it was like being a prisoner, but also what's happened since then across Australian prisons, particularly for women, but not just. We also have a former prisoner, Uncle Vic Sims. People into country music or Indigenous music would be well aware of Uncle Vic, and he's won a Dedley Award and been inaugurated into Hall of Fame for his services to Indigenous music. And really interestingly, Uncle Vic recorded his most important album, The Loner, in Bathurst Jail back in the early 70s, just before the riots broke out. He's going to be talking about what it was like as a young Indigenous man in jail in Bathurst at that time, and what happened to him, both good and bad, in terms of rehabilitation. He was the poster boy for what jails can achieve back then, until he decided, actually, that's not quite the whole story. So those perspectives. And finally, we have the perspective of somebody, Bill Walsh, who was a police officer, local, stationed at Bathurst, who was called on to respond to the riots in the 1974 riots, which was the ones that led to the Royal Commission. And he's going to be talking about what it was like and setting the scene for those of us who may not be as familiar with what happened in Bathurst in the 70s, but also from the perspective of now a defence lawyer, talking about what's changed for the people he represents. So when you ask me what it's like now, I guess what I'm encouraging people to do is to come along, ask questions, and hear different perspectives. So you'll hear real life experiences, you'll hear administrators, regulators, people who were in jail, people whose job it was to keep them in jail, as well as an academic perspective.
It sounds fascinating, and I think that it's such a complex and multifaceted issue. What should a prison be?
Prisons need to be safe. They need to be safe for the people that they are accommodating. They need to be safe for the officers that are doing their job and going to work every day like anybody else. They need to make sure they're not going to be attacked as best we can protect them. They need to be safe for families coming to visit. Again, just because you've committed an offence or alleged, bearing in mind a huge proportion of the jails haven't actually been convicted of anything yet, they need to be part of our community. So people like you and I shouldn't be afraid of the big jail on the hill that no one talks about or goes next to. It really should be, these are people like us, our brothers and our sisters and family that are going in and out, unfortunately, in and out of jails, but they're our jails because we are taxpayers, they're our jails because we're members of society. We need to know what works so that the people going in to be rehabilitated punished and contained for that period of time come out better and less likely to pose harm to us in the community than they were before they went in.
What's the schedule for tonight? What's happening tonight?
Okay, well, we always start off, it's winter in Bathurst and we're well aware of that, so we're starting out by saying come along at 5 o'clock if you're free for light refreshments, some hot food and get to chat and talk to people. There'll be a lot of law students and criminal justice students from Charles Sturt University, so come along and meet people at the uni. Then at 6 o'clock we move to a welcome to country, which is being delivered by local Wiradjuri elders, and a full smoking ceremony, which is very welcome for us. Then we're going to be moving into the lecture itself, and that'll start off with Bill Walsh, who is the former police officer, talking about what actually happened that led to Nagel, what was the Bathurst riots. Then we'll be going to a Q&A panel that I'm going to be hosting, which is where we get the different perspectives of people. What is it that they think or they want about prisons? And the really important thing about this point is that this is open to questions from the community. So for those of you in the Bathurst local community who want to know what's going on with Bathurst Jail, come along and feel free to ask. For those of you who want to know and ask people what it's like to be inside a jail, to be a prisoner or somebody working in there, come along and ask. If you've got your own stories to tell, we'd love to hear those, whether it's about your memories of Bathurst when the jail burnt down and of the riots, or whether it is something more that you've always just wanted to know about how prisons work, let us know and we'll do our best to answer them. And then finally, and we're very pleased about this, is that Uncle Vic and his band On the Prowl have promised to play for us. So it's a long night, but at about 9 o'clock, when all of the intense discussion wraps up, we're going to have Uncle Vic playing live with selections from The Loner and some other prison greats, and he's assured me he's quite happy to take some requests. So come along. We've got food, we've got talk, we've got debate and questions, and we've got a band.